Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we are going to continue after liturgy with the program with title I Believe. We will start after together with ECF classes in the media room in our cultural center. This program is given to us by our Bishop Milan, who wants us to stop and to meditate on this truth of our faith, which is present in prayer in the Creed. And it might happen that we can have some kind of, not resistance, but refusal of this program, because we rightly can say, I know the Creed, I pray this prayer every day, maybe several times per day. It is clear for me what is written there. I understand this truth of our faith, and I believe. And for sure, it is truth. We can say this. And we are right that we know. But I don't think that to bring just intellectual knowledge was intention of our bishop. I think that he wanted something deeper to happen in our souls. I was thinking about this, and it is really easy to pray the prayer. Actually, we sometimes adjust it, our soul, to pray all these prayers, and they don't make this shaking of our soul anymore, because they became so familiar for us. But let's think about just first word when we say, I believe. What does it mean, this word? And we say, well, it is clear, I admit that God exists, and I believe in God, and I believe that He can save me. And it is correct. But it would be really, this understanding is really something what is on the surface. Let's imagine, what does it mean when I give this my testimony, I believe. When I say I believe, I am putting myself in front of God. God who is beyond each our thought, imagination, construct. God who is mystery for us, mystery because we cannot obtain this His being, because there are limitations in our soul. He is our creator, He is our provider, He is our savior. He is this ultimate being. And I stand in front of Him and I say, I stand always before Him when I say, I believe. But if I say, I believe, these words, this testimony, should be like something what is connected with some kind of earthquake. It's something what should terrify me. Because if I say I believe, then I accept and I admit His existence, and I say I believe this existence of this loving being who created me, I cannot stop there. Because then if I believe, so I believe everything what He did for me and what is written in the Creed. And if I disrealize, Our my only answer can be at the moment to again to give him all my life. And if I say this and I find myself in a place that, well, I was not faithful enough, I was not careful enough in my life, so I should go down in repentance to ask him for mercy and for help, for his grace. To say I believe is easy if it is just one of many informations or knowledge I keep in my mind. But if I want to express position of my soul, thinking about future, thinking about eternal life, so it is something that should cause shaking of my soul and body too. It's difficult to say about this, but this is what I think Bishop Milan wanted us to do. To let this knowledge, this refreshing of this understanding of our truth, sink from mind to heart, and to open our soul to real understanding of this world. Maybe I'm not good in describing that. So let me help myself and you with one story. This story happened in a seminary in Bratislava in Slovakia many years before I entered the seminary. But it's still alive, and I hope that they still use this story to describe this moment of our understanding what God is until now. Professors, the seminarists, I heard this many times, story about the priest who was invited during Advent, you know, to come before Christmas to give talk to seminarians. It was some kind of tradition there. And once they invited a priest, a pastor of one of these parishes around. He was older, and his topic was, he was talking about incarnation. What does it mean for us? Why God became man? And the lecture or this talk was scheduled like for 40 minutes. And he started to talk. He started to explain this huge love, perfect love of God for us, which caused that he decided to become man and to share earthly life with us. After 50 minutes, the seminarians noticed that this priest, he was talking with some kind of fire, and then they saw that he started to cry. And after like a few minutes, he turned from them back. There was like a huge wall in this auditory, and there was a huge cross there. He looked at the cross. He fell down to his knees. And 20 minutes, he was kneeling there, looking at the cross, crying. There was a silence in the auditory. Everybody knew that he was overwhelmed by this understanding of the God's love. And he couldn't finish his talk because he was taken by this love. And the story goes, was reminded again and again in seminary, And we all felt that this is what should be goal of life. To really let this understanding, this our faith, to go from this knowledge about God, which can be provided by academical things, to our mind, to go to our heart. So love to God, the expression I believe would be in our heart, which opens our soul for this some kind of vision of God. And I think this is why Bishop Milan wants us to, what he wants us to do, to meditate on this truth. And may this meditation brings us to this deep unity with God when we see him our ultimate good and goal of our life, the biggest love of our life. And it is important for us to learn this and to try this, to open our hearts for God in this way. Because this is the way to heaven. Why am I saying that? Because we heard the gospel today and about this, this invitation to a dinner, well, this invitation to eternal life. Many were invited. They knew about invitation. They knew that master who invited him. They had knowledge about him. They believed in this invitation. They believed that they are invited. But what was missing? This love in heart, this openness to this invitation. This was missing. This invitation and this knowledge about this master was one of many knowledge they kept in their mind. There were many other things which were on the same level. And this is why they were able to refuse the invitation. Because they were choosing for many things. And finally they chose something what was closer to their heart. One, things of this world. And they were not. They lost this opportunity to be at a dinner. It might happen to us. It might happen to us if we don't let this information about God go to our heart and to open our soul for God. We can have all knowledge possible to gain about God, but it's not something what would save us. What saves us is this love which comes when I stand in front of God in awe, with all love, and I want to give up everything to obtain him, to be united with him. So use this opportunity. May God give us grace to make this movement mind to heart. Because only then we will be able to really love God. Amen.